How's it going over tax peasants? I can't wait till the conservatives get in power and turn the taxes into war bonds. Either you pay war bonds, or you get drafted, or euthanized, slash, drafted, slash, euthanized. Because, like, I mean, the way the liberals are doing it is just absolutely terrible. Like, bow down to China, why don't you more? Why don't you just bow down to China a little bit more? Like, you're already accepting all the fentanyl to plague our streets that China is exporting. Like, I mean, that I can see. Like, China filling our streets full of fentanyl, because in the past, we filled their streets full of opium. And that's a circle, people. That's a circle. I don't like circles. Like, the circle of life? No. No, I'm not interested in that. I want a square. A square. Because you can build with squares. You can't build with circles. If you try, everything will go all fucky. But circles are a part of our mainstream society nowadays. Like, oh. Times are hard. Look for the blame. Oh, look. It's the Jews again. That's what we're doing. We're falling in circles. We're like, oh, you know what is great? If we go to the past, like, I mean, remember when we used to throw shit at our cave-dwelling leaders to voice our outrage when we were still living in caves and hadn't grasped the concept of fire yet? We'd throw shit at the people that ruled the cave to voice our outrage? Yeah, that's happening again! Oh my goodness! Go French farmers! Go French farmers! Man, I love it. I love it so much. It's a circle. It's a fucking circle. Oh. Circles are amazing, people, but they're pagan. So, they are amazing, but they're not. They don't provide any structure. That is what your pagan circles do. They look good, but they don't provide any structure. I say pagan circles because they are pagan circles, because, like, every circle ends in killing all the Jews. Like, I mean, you can see it throughout history. And, like, I love the Jews. Like, I big supporter of the Jewish people. Because, like, I mean, how else are you supposed to do taxes? Like, I mean, they're, like, the Jews were kicked out of their homeland. And they were like, oh no, we're kicked out of our homeland. What can we do? And they went to Christian Europe, and Christian Europe was like, yeah, we don't like you Jews. But we can't handle money, because it's against our religion. We can't handle money. Could you handle our money, please, Jews? And the Jews were like, well, Yeah, I guess so. Like, I mean, it's not that hard. And Christians were like, yes, thank you. But you're still at the lowest aspect of the social order. But Jews are patient. They are patient. They buy their time. They're still waiting for a Messiah. And they're. Like. But then the Jews were like, oh, well, all the European Christian countries were like, holy shit, look how wealthy the Jews are. Hey, king, hey, king, king, king. Yeah? You want to get out of debt? Kill some Jews. Okay, yeah, I want to get out of debt. Let's kill all the Jews. And that's what happened. They either, like, ever since they left Israel, that is what has happened. And they got sick of it last time. They were like, we're tired of being your bank account every few hundred years, you kill us all and steal all our shit. We don't like that. We want ours. What is ours? So the British were like, okay, you guys had it rough for a while there. We'll give you a little plot of land in the Middle East, surrounded by Muslims, just for you. And you will survive because we have the nuclear bomb. Oh. So Israel was attacked right out of the gate, like every single surrounding Islamic nation attacked Israel on their like founding, and all the Islamic jihadist terrorists with so much pride lost to a bunch of Holocaust survivors, so now they're angry, now they're even angrier. Resentment, resentment. But, like, I mean, uprooting people has been a part of our society since the founding. Like, I mean, oh, this land is our land. No, it was your land. Now it's my land. That has happened all the time, man. All. Man, like, I mean, I wonder why people are so pissy about it. Like, I mean, and it doesn't really matter because fucking everything keeps on changing. The borders keep on changing, man. New countries come and go. Look at fucking Poland. Fuck. Poland's gonna shrink again. Because of what Russia's doing, and oh, those Russians. I think it's about time. Like, if it is a fucking circle, if it is a fucking circle, if all society is a fucking circle, Vladimir Putin is about to have a stroke, just like Lenin. Then, either the Leon Trotsky of Putin's order will take power, or the Joseph Stalin will take power. They already tried it. Stalin's way. I think they're gonna give it Trotsky's. Trotsky way. And Trotsky's way is... Oh, touch nipples, everything has to be communist. Touch nipples. So, he's gonna... The whole, like, peasant revolution is coming over here. A revolution of the uneducated. And the not smart people that think they're smart. And they'll be like, yeah, that's basically how. And pretty soon, we're gonna have an escape goat. Yeah, it's gonna baa real loud. And people will be like, whoa, why? I'm just excited. Sorry, I'm just excited for these war years. Like, I mean, China's fucking filling our streets with fentanyl. Fucking Russia's being Russia. Snorting their vodka and being like, Poland should not exist. You got the Middle East just fucking screaming at each other. But the liberals are too pussy. They're too pussy to come out and say, oh yeah, all these taxes are war bonds. They just keep raising taxes. Yeah, fuck you. No, our tax system is war bonds. You're funding war bonds, man. Pay your taxes. You're funding war bonds. But now we're... giving so much too much for people because, like, oh, I have depression, give me free money, government. That has to go. That needs to be gone for the war effort. Like, when the conservatives get in power, just say it's for the war effort. Whatever you need to cut, just say it's for the war effort. Poilievre, I don't know his fucking name. The conservative leader guy. When you get into power, everything that you cut, say it's for the war effort. More money for the war effort. Because we are at war. Like, I don't think you know this. Or you're too chicken shit to come out and say it. But we are at war. We need to, get a hold of this thingamabobs that we call a society. What are our values? We don't have that Western Christian values anymore. We don't even have the nuclear family to go back on. But China only has one child policy, and a lot of them are angry young men. And when angry young men have no Fifi to chase, they get the world hurts. And our Prime Minister has sided with China. Like, you can see it, whether it be like doing just like all the cocaine on his last trip to India, and like, yeah, like India and China will be the like major one that our world leaders will finally come out and admit that, yeah, it's World War III. But right now we're siding with China. We don't like India. We don't like India, apparently, because India thinks they rule our country. But no, it's China. Like, I mean, if that's who we have to fucking suck up to now, because India has more people than China. Like, I mean, do you hear that, celebs? You no longer have to suck up to China. Like, John Cena and fucking all the celebrities, just all of them. You don't have to suck up to China no more. It's India. It's India you gotta tickle their ball sack. But India did invent the Kama Sutra. So they'll be all for it. They'll be all for it. They'll tickle your ball sack right back. They're too pansy. They're too fucking pansy to come out and say it. They don't want to say it. Saying it will scare people. It's blatantly fucking obvious we're in World War III. Like, I mean, these are the war years, man. It's just, we don't know who the enemy is. Is it China? Is it Russia? Is it our own government? We don't know, but we're angry. We're so angry. We're so angry at something or someone. And we can't get our frustrations out how we did in the past. Like, how we did it in the past was got our frustrations out was we beat each other at the local bar. But now that's illegal. New concept of how to get that a little, that aggression out at the bar, but still have it, like, legal and stuff. Create an octagon. Like, I mean, amateur MMA at the local bar? Fuck yeah, that would, like, entertain the peasant masses? Distract them enough? Like, I mean, I think that should be a law or something you can do. Like, every bar in every community should have an octagon fight ring. And, like, you could have amateur hour, professional MMA fighters and stuff. Like, MMA is getting fucking big. Like, we like seeing each other beat each other half to death. So, like, we need to do that again. Or else we just do it in the parking lot and get brain trauma from hitting our heads on the concrete. No. MMA. Octagon. Octagon. Let's do it up, people. That's what we can throw shit at our parliament bill. Or, nobility for. I'd throw my shit at the nobility if it got me an octagon at the Big River Bar. That'd be fucking amazing. Yeah, let's do that. Can I add on to your protest, farmers? But, yeah, like, I mean, there's nothing to distract us anymore from, like, our own enemies. Like, who should we be mad at? Ourselves? Oh, I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at my bloodline. Why? Yeah, something you cannot control. You cannot control which ball sack and vagina you came out of. But you can change your standings. At least in a democratic. Pretend democratic. Nobody's a true democracy. But, if you ask me, I think we should replace all the government with an app. Kill the government class with an app. Kill the noble class with an app. That's my point of view. Because we could have like an hour a day where you could control where your tax money goes to. Like, oh, maybe then our fucking roads can be as nice as Alberta's. Why are Saskatchewan roads so shit? That's what we should throw shit at them for too. Saskatchewan farmers, we want better roads. We want better road access. We want better road access. Seems like fucking protests are the new fad. It is a fad. I'm not for a fad, but if it's a fad that would get me an octagon at the Big River Bar, if it's a protest that would get me an octagon at the Big River Bar and better roads in Saskatchewan, I am all for that. Let's protest that. But no. There's a war. There's a war. There's another war. There's a war. There's a war that needs our help. We gotta send money to Ukraine. We gotta send money to Israel. We gotta send money to China. We gotta send money to Russia. We gotta send equipment to everybody with the taxpayers' dollars. No! You should be replaced with an app. Like they, like way back when we stopped throwing shit at them in caves, they became gods. We had to worship them because they were like, oh, I found this place first. Yeah, now I can fuck my sister. That's a... And then we were like, then they became kings. And they were like, oh, I'm a noble. I came out of the right ball sack and vagina. I get to fuck my cousin. Then you had that for a couple years until the inbredism fucked it up. That's what it is. It's the inbredism. It's the inbredism that fucked up everything. But then you had the noble peasant class take it over. And the noble peasant class are still like, oh, fuck your... Just have babies on top of each other. Babies on top of each other, living on top of each other. Stacked. Stack, peasants, stack. So there's more of you in one location and you have more power. Fresh air makes you more intelligent. Stack, stack on top of each other. With video games, so you don't have to see the sunlight. Distractions. That's a distraction, peoples. But that distraction only bubbles. It bubbles. The rage bubbles. Our primal rage. Our primal rage to beat something. To just fucking... go all ape shit on something. Bubbles. It bubbles in that situation when we're stacked on stacked on stacked. It's still there. It's still there. Like, but if we had an octagon at every small town bar, that would be a distraction for the peasants. And, like, if yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that would be a good distraction for the peasants. Because then we could get some of our peasant rage out. Our peasant rage is focused at the governments right now, and the governments are scared. But if we were allowed to get our peasant rage out on each other, like nature intended, then We wouldn't, we'd still fucking be angry. But we'd understand the war years. These are the war years. You need a fucking distraction from all this fucking war. And a good distraction from all this fucking war is beating the shit out of each other because it breeds strong people. People that, if in a pinch, could disarm and put in a chokehold a motherfucker with a knife. Because that's what our society is becoming, like crime-ridden hellscapes. All the cities are becoming crime-ridden hellscapes. Every small town bar. Put an octagon in it. I dare you. I double dare you to do that.